Welcome to the DBS Films Podcast, a behind-the-scenes look into making indie films. Learn from DBS Films about their process, tips, and fun stories that all come with making multiple movies a reality.
Hey everybody, welcome to DBS Films Podcast. It's just me and you, so that means it's a DBS production update. Today is October 7th, and the big thing is Force of Death now has 1.8 million plus now views on Tubi. And really just wanted to kind of go into this episode about kind of how we see the success of our films. And because we're making a lot of movies, how there's kind of a delay factor. So that's really going to be kind of the major topic. As always, my friends, take a look at Horror in the Forest Online. It is our newest feature film. And if you give it a rent and a review, it might have the same success as Forest of Death, which is what we got our fingers crossed for. And also, take a look at our Discord channel, because we make movies for our fans with our fans. And if you ever wanted to be in one of our movies, like the people in Horror in the Forest, like the people in Forest of Death, all you gotta do, join that Discord, and you will be able to audition for each and every feature that we have. So really, that's kind of the major topic is, again, we end up getting data really, really late in the cycle. You know, the one thing I always talk about in the film industry, and I feel like if you've been listening to this podcast, you probably heard me moan about this before, is it is such a long-winded time frame from when you, one, start getting data, and then even, two, actually get money. You know, it's usually something where basically you have the movie out there and they pay in a quarterly fashion. So basically you get all the money built up in a quarter. And then there's usually like a 45 to 90 day period after that first quarter before you actually get paid. So if you're looking at it, you're basically looking at 90 days from when you get the first check. And now if you think about it, you spend all of your money to produce the movie a year ago, and then basically a year later, and then almost essentially, you know, a quarter of a year after that, you get kind of some of the results. So we're starting to get some of the data pouring in for Forest of Death, which again, we released at the start of this year. My brain is still really fried from production and just getting up to speed with work and everything, which has been absolutely crazy. But I think I want to say March, maybe February, or was it January? I can't even remember when we launched it. That being said, it was early in the year, so it had to be March, I want to say, based on what we're getting it. But basically we're starting to get data back and the data is looking really, really good, which is super cool. You know, again, we're getting good views when it comes to Tubi. It was a really, really good launch on Amazon. So again, this is a massive shout out everyone who was involved with the Forest of Death, launch team. This is because of you guys. Because of what you're doing here, because of what you're able to do when it comes to supporting us, giving the reviews, giving the traction, this is why we see success like this translate. And it takes some time for us to see this. You know, we didn't really have any information, any data, but, you know, Force of Death right now ranked number 21 on Rotten Tomatoes, top horror movies of 2023. That's a cool one. Multiple cool things. Again, you know, when people take a look at this stuff and they find it on Tubi, which again, a lot of our horror fans live on Tubi, so it's kind of a longer tail. When they go back, they see all the reviews, they see everything there. It just makes it such an easier process for us. So I'm really excited to see this. You know, again, we have basically no data on Horror in the Forest yet. So we're kind of just sitting there. We kind of have like, we have these tea leaves that we like watch, which is like number of reviews that we get, which is like where we're ranking in Amazon. But at the end of the day, their algorithm is so screwy, man. You never really see until you get kind of that final data. So we should get that data at the end of this year. Again, we got Cold Grave coming, which is going to be a big one that we're going to be pushing. Hopefully a lot of the found footage people will enjoy it. And also that's another caveat. Like, you know, we kind of talked about it in the last podcast, and it's been something that me and my brother have been talking about a lot. We don't know if found footage is the right pivot. Like, we don't know if a found footage movie is going to get us the same returns as a cinematic. So there's still a massive question mark. That being said, found footage allows us to make, you know, four movies in a year, which is a massive benefit, which hasn't within itself because of the production side of things. But there's still a ton of question marks. And that's, again, that's kind of the point of this episode is we are kind of going through the mist, and it's always been like this, but we're kind of getting more and more things. And, you know, what's really, really cool is if the next movies and, you know, the support we get from our launch teams, if we have the same level of success with Forest of Death, with Horror in the Forest, with The Cold Grave, with The Bigfoot Project, with The Girl in Cabin 14, with The Haunting of the Murder House, all of these, which will be out by middle of the year next year, that's when the fun happens. So that's when, you know, we really get to start scaling. We get to cast our cast more. We start doing a lot of things. So really, again, this is highlighting all of that hard work that everyone's been putting in. And again, massive shout out to the community that we have with the Discord. Massive shout out to everyone who was in the movie. Massive shout out to just every single person that is finding this, watching this, all of this stuff. Guys, it's working. It is working, which is the exciting part. But basically, we won't see all of that hard work until later. And it was really cool getting that information that, you know, hey, doing really good on Tubi. Like I said, is we can continue. We can continue to maintain at this same level. We'll be looking good. But that's really just the baseline goal. You know, again, the biggest thing that we're worried about is that there's a massive drop off, which could happen. We've had it happen for Devil in the Room right behind me there. That was a big drop off. Same thing with Morgan Estate. Amazon could say we're going to pay less. All of these different things can happen that just completely change up the game plan right away. So, you know, we're kind of cautious with it, but if the base case continues to hold through, we're looking really good. But more importantly, what happens if we do better? What happens if we have bigger launches, more people on the launch team, more successful? I mean, the movies are getting better. That is definitely something that I would say as a filmmaker, I can say for a fact, our movies are improving in the quality. You might not like the story or whatever might not, you know, sort with you, but coming from a pure technical standpoint and pacing standpoint, which I always try to look at, I would say these movies are getting much, much better very quickly because we're making more in a shorter time frame. We're getting better at it. We're getting a really solid crew together. We're getting more people within the community involved. All of these things are massive net positives. So to me, that's going to lead to better launches and better success. And that's the cool thing. So again, huge shout out. This is kind of a shout out to everyone involved in this community, everyone listening to this, everyone being involved in this. It's working. As I mentioned, you know, this is a marathon, not a sprint. But if we're in this together, I know we will continue to build on this and I know we'll continue to have success with it. And also, most likely, you're going to be seeing Forest of Death 2 now in the future, given these results. So that's going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. As always, take a look at Horror in the Forest. Let's support us. Let's build this marathon together. Let's make something special here. And again, we're always going to appreciate that. I'm telling you, don't sleep on these launch team badges. That is, in the future, 10 years from now, having one of these launch badges is going to be the most OG flex known to mankind, and I'm going to make it very, very apparent for everyone because this is when we need to support the most. So thank you so much for everyone who has been part of the Horror in the Forest launch team, everyone who's been part of the different launch teams. But that's going to go ahead and wrap up this episode. Take a look at our Discord channel online. You can join us, be part of the action, be part of the fun, be part of the cause. Support those that want to make things together and provide opportunities to other. The way that I look at this is you guys are giving us a chance to make our dreams come true. It's only fair for us to open it up and provide opportunities for people in our community to make their dreams come true as well. And that's what we're always going to be focused on. Until then, have a good one, my friends.